Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, he is. Doug Oster, everybodygardens.com, the Tribune Review. Get on the line. This, I'm telling you, you can feel spring in the air, getting some warm weather, and all of the signs are there. So if you have a gardening question for Doug, now is the perfect time to call because we have every single line available, but they will fill up quickly because people just need to know what he thinks. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you'll win an amazing $25 gift certificate from the good folks at Sorb. So here he is, Doug Oster.
Good morning. I am Doug Oster from Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review. And have you heard the birds singing? Stick your head out the window then. Yeah, it started. The birds know. We don't know it yet. We're about a month away. Think of that, a month away from putting our peas in the ground. Isn't that exciting? Pretty soon the crocus will be popping up. I've seen some snowdrops. Yesterday I was closing up the chickens at the end of the day, and I heard some kind of weird noise up in the trees, and it was two squirrels chasing each other. They're twitter-pated. So the birds are singing to get a mate and have some little babies, and the squirrels are running around. The days are getting longer. Pretty soon we could start fertilizing some indoor plants. I usually don't start till about March 1st. The days just aren't long enough for the plants to use the nutrients. So pretty soon, this is the hardest time, I think. So excited and getting ready to go, and hope you have your seeds ordered. All the nurseries have their seed racks out. I know I was up at Sorgel's. They've got three different companies that the racks up. And it's so much fun to go look through the seeds and pick something out. And yesterday I was actually at a friend's house in McDonald, Travis Shoup. And he runs a little thing on Facebook called Pittsburgh Gardeners, Homesteaders and Farmers. And every once in a while I post in there. But we had the most wonderful time. He found these lights on Amazon. They're 4 foot long. He got enough of them to get like 32 feet of lights. They're really bright, and it was only $50. They're LEDs. And he had them running on top of his tomatoes and his peppers. He already has them started. And I really wanted to see those, see what they were like. We just sat and talked seeds. I brought a bunch of seeds over, extra seeds that I had, weird stuff that I wanted other people to try. And it's so wonderful to see a young family embrace gardening. His little daughter, Jolene, when she got up from her nap, he asked her, what's your favorite thing to eat out of the garden? She just says, corn. She knows how to compost. She's 3 years old. She's starting seeds with them and everything. It's just awesome. Just great to see, you know, people getting ready to garden. If you have a bunch of seeds like I do, and I've got a ton of seeds that have never been planted, I like to organize them into three different categories. Outdoor, early outdoor sowing, late outdoor sowing, and indoor sowing. And so instead of having all the peppers in one thing or all the tomatoes in one thing, I'll have peppers and tomatoes together because they'll be something that I'll be starting here. Peppers probably, maybe for me, second week of March, third week of March. I don't like to get started too early with seeds, but you know, everybody does it a little bit different. If I had lights like that I saw today, I'd probably have onions going and impatiens and begonias, anything like that with little seeds. So let's talk gardening today. I can't wait to get started. It's nice to have the weather break again. 9 degrees I had, and my flowering kale is still there, and that was planted in the fall. And so we've got color in the garden all winter long. That's a weird winter, Rob. A very weird winter. Very warm.
Shop smart, you say?
Oh, I got a whole thing about shop smart. I've been watching television and seeing all the plants that they're trying to hawk on TV. Some of them are good deals, but other ones I'm ranting about I feel bad for gardeners. You know, do your homework. Don't just have somebody sell you something on the television saying, you know, because they're showing you the big finished product. You know, they have to show you also how they sell it, the little itty bitty one. But I've had tons of plants shipped to me from all sorts of companies that know how to do it, and it doesn't always work. And they want, you know, in my case, they want me to have their new plant, their new seeds, and plant it, and so that I can write about it. But they don't always come the way they're supposed to come. So I always say, when you're buying plants, I want to see the plant. You know, that's why we go to all our local nurseries. And you can certainly get a better deal at your local nursery than a lot of the stuff that I've been seeing on TV. And I don't want you to get taken advantage of. In that vein, I've started this thing called a monthly Facebook Live free masterclass. And the first one's going to be a week from Monday. It's about pruning. My friend Dick Till from Davy Tree will be there. We're just going to run the video live. You can interact if you're on Facebook. It'll be a week from Monday at noon. You can ask questions while we're doing it. And he's coming to my garden, so I told him that we could go for 8 hours and all the stuff that I need pruned, but we'll only go for about 20 minutes, not 20 hours.
Wait. So the great Dick Till.
He's going to come to my garden.
To prune.
Yeah, to prune my stuff.
To do a video with you.
Yeah, it's called a free live masterclass with Dick Till. And then next month I'm going to go do a free...
With Stephen Janoski.
No, with Stephen Janoski, a free masterclass on seed starting. Hey, these guys, we have them as resources. We've got a Dick Till. We've got Stephen Janoski. Stephen Janoski, all he does all day long is start seeds. Dick Till, all his whole life he's dealt with trees. Not only will you be able to watch them live, not only are they free, but they will be online at Everybody Gardens forever. So if you ever have a pruning question, you can just go and scroll through it and see what you need to know. That's what I'm trying to give people. You shouldn't have to pay for all this stuff. Get some free information from experts and buy your plants locally where you can see them. You got somebody right there you can ask a question for. And if you're going to buy something online, be sure you're getting a good deal on it.
And get all of this done so you can make plans to go to Croatia.
Gee. Yep, I announced it last week. I'm taking people to Croatia. Not till the summer of 2021, but we're going to be on this boat that holds 36 people. You got to book it a year in advance. So I have to have the trip booked by this June for a year from there. From a year in July, we're going to go. And there's travel insurance you need to know about that. I always get, you get the travel insurance because you're booking a year in advance. You don't know what could happen. You get all your money back, even if it's a day before the trip. I had somebody had knee surgery once, emergency knee surgery, and had to get out of the trip and got all their money back. So if you love to travel, if you'd like to travel with me, I've always wanted to see Croatia. It's a 12-day trip, 7-day Adriatic cruise. We're going to see all of Croatia and its islands, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can see it on my Facebook page at DougOster.com, or just give me a call. 412-965-3278. We got to have that trip booked by this June, though.
It'll be here before you know it.
I know it.
All right, listen, we've got Steve in the North Hills, another call coming in, questions for Doug. So if you have a question, I highly urge you to start dialing now so we can definitely get you on the air. The hour will go by quickly, 866-391-1020. Congratulations to Cindy of Irwin, winner of that great gift certificate from the good folks at Sorgles. You know, I had a bit of an idea, Mr. Oster, because you're such the expert, as is Dick Till. You know, you're going to be talking about pruning. So why don't we kind of get people ready for this wonderful live Facebook event that's happening a week from Monday at noon? So if you have a pruning question, we're going to kind of bump you to the front of the line right now. So call us if you have a pruning question at 866-391-1020. And that live Facebook that you can actually interact with will be on Monday, February 24th at noon. So if you have a tree-related question, a pruning question, this would be a great time for you to call in. All of our lines are open. We'll bump you to the front of the line. We'll get you on the air right away with Doug, 866-391-1020. Let's just talk about Davey Tree for just a moment and why you have such, as I do, respect for what they do.
Well, I've been using them since I lived right next to their main office in Kent, Ohio, before I had a radio show, before I had a column in Pittsburgh. And, you know, would you have somebody come to your house to work on your trees? You need an expert. You need somebody who knows what they're doing. You need a certified arborist. You can't, it's just not some guy in a pickup truck with a chainsaw. You need an expert. You know, I see so many times, I see, you know, we talk a lot about it when we, Davey guys are on here, but, you know, people be up pruning an oak tree while it's in active growth. That's the wrong thing to do. That's how that tree's going to get oak wilt. So you've got to have an expert. And, you know, it's reasonable. And those guys have to come to my house once a year, because once a year some tree in my forest is falling where it's not supposed to fall.
And make sure if that person's wearing a hockey mask that comes by with a chainsaw and a truck, don't
book them.
Keep moving.
Yeah, just call Davey.
Is pruning that really hard for the average person to do?
Yeah, it is. It is, because it's a combination of science and art. And, you got to know what plant that you want to prune. You know, you don't want to prune. Most spring bloomers, you do not want to prune, because you're going to take off the flowers. You know, the buds are already on there, a dogwood, a rhododendron, azalea. The buds are sitting there waiting to bloom. And so if you were to prune that thing, hydrangea is another good example, you're taking off your flowers. And so you got to know what kind of plant to prune. You got to know basically some just basic pruning tips. And that's why I always recommend that you know, Sorgles has a yearly pruning class at their place. And now we'll have this video where you watch the guy do the pruning. You can ask him a question live, or just later you can even ask the questions. Just to see somebody do it will make it easier.
And again, that's Monday, February 24th. How can they engage in that Facebook post?
Just go to the Everybody Gardens Facebook page. And if you don't have Facebook, it'll be online afterwards. But it's just the Facebook thing. You're going to see it live. You're going to be able to ask questions right away. Like, why are you cutting that branch? Like, why do you select that one?
Are you going to do various trees too?
Oh yeah, I'm going to get all my trees done.
All right, smart man. You know, I should have hired you as an agent. Let's go to Rick in Forest Hills. Rick, how you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. A question: is it too late in the year to prune back an evergreen? I'm blanking on the name. It's a Japanese pencil, something or other.
Well, usually with pines, we want to prune that while it's in active growth. So in that case, you might want to wait a little bit. Most plants are pruned in their dormant stage. But many times with evergreens and pines and hemlocks and that sort of thing, we get to those when they're in active growth. And you got to be careful, though. You got to be careful with that plant. That you don't want to top it. You don't want to take the top off. That's never a good idea. So tell me a little bit about why you want to prune it.
Well, that you hit the heart of the issue there. For the location that they're in, they're overgrowing in terms of height. If you know the plant I'm speaking of, they're slender plant and
right.
They grow tall. Unfortunately, they're like a hedgerow, and there's an uneven to the growth, so some are taller than others, and I think it would be a look if they were the same height. So short of stimulating the slower growers, I thought about maybe taking a little bit off the tops of the faster ones.
Yeah, if you take that, what we call the central leader off, it's going to completely change the way the plant looks, and then it's going to send runners or not runners, I'm trying to think of the word, but it's going to split and it's going to still try to reach its genetic height. And so I think you'd be better off to give the smaller ones a boost and get them caught up in like two seasons.
What do you recommend for
Holytone would be perfect for that. Holytone is a great proven wonderful organic fertilizer for the slower ones. And if you're gonna do that, talk to somebody who's a pruning expert. Get a Davy Tree. Those guys will come out for free and get a quote and see what they say. I've rarely, if ever, seen a situation where it was the right thing to do was to top a tree, because as I said, it's going to send a sprout around that cut, and it's just going to change the entire way that the tree looks, and it's just not going to be a good choice for you.
Well, I agree. That's why I called you, measure twice, cut once. So
yeah, there you go.
You're my.
All right, good
Thank
luck with
so
that.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, listen, we've got Cindy, Tom, Nancy, phones filling up. You have a question for Doug, 866-391-1020. Let's see if we can take care of Cindy before the break. Hey, Cindy, what's your question for Doug? Good morning.
Hi, Doug. How are you? How's everybody today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Real good. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you, we have what's called like a clump white birch tree. Mm-hmm. It has the three stumps going up. And I keep getting, I guess for lack of better words, like suckers all through them that I don't know why they're there. I mean, they're not main branches. They're just like these little tiny things, but there's a ton of them, not like 5 or 10. There's like 100. And every year you start to cut them off, whatever, and they just keep coming back. Is that normal with that type of tree?
Yeah, that's kind of what they do, and you got to keep after them. That's the trick is... you know, whenever we talk about pruning in general, we don't never want to take more than one third of the growth off a tree. And so just keep after it. You know, again, take a couple cuts, step back, take a couple cuts, step back. You don't want to just strip the whole thing and then it's going to look bare. So take care of that as you can while it's in its dormant state. And like I said, that's just part of what that type of tree does.
All right. Baked, fried, and all sorts of great ways. Barbecue, chicken. We're talking chicken coming up next hour on the Coons Cooking Hour with Joe and Frank Dentisi, and then Heffron Tillis and Germani and you. Then we wrap up our long day today with two of the best hours anywhere. When you want to know everything that's happening on the local sports scene, it is the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show beginning at 11 a.m. Greg Dalis, Ted Arnault, and me right here on KDK Radio. Boris Shiloff, 2 minutes away with your news at the bottom of the hour. Good morning. All right, because of Doug's Facebook Live with Dick Till coming up on Monday, February 24th, he from Davy Tree, they're going to be doing a master class on pruning. We were talking pruning, so if you have a pruning question, tree question, you can call us or anything. Been a very brisk first half hour. We do have just a few lines available, 866-391-1020. If you're the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020, you win a $25 gift certificate for the good folks that are Janoski's out there on Route 30 in Clinton, Pennsylvania. Doug?
And if you don't want to wait for that Facebook Live, you could actually go to Sorgel's today at 1 o'clock for their pruning demo. Now, there's an expert for pruning also. You know, thousands and thousands of trees they have to prune every year. You want to learn how to prune? Go to Sorgel's today at 1.
How do they do that all? I mean, that's just makes me tired just thinking of it. You know what I'm saying?
Because they actually have to work for a living, not like you and I.
That's exactly right. 866-391-1020. No calluses on these hands. 866-391-1020.
Maybe not on yours. Mm-hmm. I work in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Tom, no, you have Dick Till
Dick
come
Till
out.
Dick Till coming to all my trees. Just another couple days, Dick. We'll that's be it. Done.
Hey, Stephen Janoski, why don't you do some of that planning out here at my place? Let's go to Tom in the North Hills. Tom, how you doing? Good morning,
hey, Tom.
Buddy.
Okay, I have a smoke bush, and I'd say it's maybe between 15 and 20 years old, and I prune it every year.
Okay.
And I usually prune it like in the spring, although this year it was so nice, I think it was in December, and I just decided to prune it then. But every year it grows these long spikes all over the tree, like one individual branch, and it goes just straight up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, am I pruning it incorrectly that causes that, or is that just normal for a smoke bush?
I'd probably have to see it to know exactly to see the cut. But if you're making the cut where it's a quarter inch from the main trunk or the main branch, that's how to do it. If you're cutting way out and it's splitting and sending up water,
yeah, I'm not. It's like where there's thicker ones, and then these little things shoot off into the air straight up, and that's
right. Probably where you're cutting, it's just invigorating the plant to do its thing. You know,
right.
As long as you can remove that long branch,
right,
and make that smoke bush look the way you want it to look, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I was going to mention another thing about a smoke bush.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm sure you've been to Northland Library.
Yes.
But if you go up the stairs on the downside, there's a smoke bush. In fact, that's the one that inspired me to buy a smoke bush. But right underneath the smoke bush, they have a sign that says no smoking. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That is pretty good. And so you saw that going to the library, and that inspired you to buy one for your own property?
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, I got one. It was just a stick. And I got it for like $5. It was in the fall. They were kind of discounting them, and now it's a really big smoke bush. I can sit underneath it.
Awesome.
And read and, you know,
you're not,
shade.
You're not smoking under it, are you?
No.
No. No smoking around the smoke bush.
Only cheap yellow beer.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Nancy, South Park, up for Doug Oster. Hey, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. It's a spring's in the air, I think. I heard all the birds singing this morning.
I think so, too.
Quick question. It's not pruning. It's about lavender.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a lavender farm in North Carolina, and I've been hooked on lavender ever since. The problem is I can't grow it. Every time I get it in the ground,
yeah,
it seems to thrive for about a month, and then it just dies, and dies quickly.
Okay, so when are you usually planting your lavender? In the spring we're talking about, or?
Oh, no, usually around later, like towards Memorial Day.
Okay. So one thing that lavender needs for sure is great drainage and full sun. Do you have those two things?
I have the full sun. Drainage is pretty good. Definitely full sun.
Okay. One thing about lavender is you should be able to get it through at least that first year. Okay. Something's not quite right there. And so my thing would be to improve that soil by digging in compost. You know, plant your lavender when we got, you know, cloudy conditions for a couple of days, maybe some spring rains for a couple of days. Let it get established, and that should get you through all the way to fall. If you're lucky, that lavender, if you're getting a hardy variety, should come back year after year. But that's where we see the problem a lot of times, especially when there's not drainage. They'll make it a few years, and then the next spring they don't make it. So my thing for you would be when you plant this year, I would plant earlier than that. I would plant for a hardy variety like in April when things are cool, let it catch on. Improve that soil with compost, and that'll give you the drainage you need. And as long as it's in full sun, you should get the flowers that you want.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we have some lines available. If you'd like to talk to Doug, 866-391-1020. Congratulations to Debbie of Pittsburgh of that $25 gift certificate to Janoski's.
I'm going to Croatia next year, 2021. I have to have it booked by June. If you'd like to come with me on a boat that holds 36 people, that's all we're taking. Just take a look at the trip. It's on my Facebook page or DougOster.com, or you can just give me a call if you don't have internet access, and I'll point you in the right direction and tell you all about the trip. My number is 412-965-3278. I've been traveling all over the world with people. It's been a lot of fun. You know, we get this, you know, a real guide who picks us up at the airport, and then at the end of the trip sends us off to fly back to Pittsburgh. I've got a lot of friends over the years through these trips. You know, we started in London probably 10 years ago, maybe longer, but been all over. It's been a lot of fun.
It has, I'm sure.
I enjoy it.
Hey, listen, you knew you always end up by talking about rain, cold, sunny, hot, enjoy everyday gardening. Is there a day that you don't think gardening? Other than fishing, maybe?
Yeah, I guess when I'm out on the boat.
But even when I'm
out there, I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Like, I'm thinking today, what am I going to shoot for a video tomorrow? You get to this part of February, you know, I've done all the indoor stuff, amaryllis, paper whites, divide plants, take cuttings. So I got to come up with something. I'll figure it out today. I'll figure out something to do. But I a couple weeks away from when everything gets going, you know, we were talking off the air a little bit about just filling up all the social media we do nowadays. You know, that gets hard too. And as soon as things sprout, I've got lots of things that I can take pictures of. The one thing I love about the social media is the Instagram platform, because it's all photo based and I love shooting photos and I love getting them out there. I got a picture of my Valentine's / President's Day cactus. My Christmas cactus is blooming right now, so I call it the Valentine President's Day cactus. And tomorrow I have got a story for President's Day that's going to be at Everybody Gardens about this book I love. I was a judge for the American Horticultural Society, and it's called All the President's Gardens. This is a cool book. It's more than a history book, but it just goes through all the different gardens. I mean, there's pictures of during Woodrow Wilson's administration of sheep on the White House lawn. It's awesome. So that's going to be at tomorrow's Everybody Gardens post.
You know, some of those early presidents and people that made this country move, you forget how important that tobacco crop. Many of them made a lot of money growing that tobacco crop.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we have a long history of presidents gardening with, you know, you go look at Monticello.
You ever been there?
Mount Vernon. Yeah, Monticello was on my bucket list for a long time. And I got to meet the head gardener there and interview him. This is definitely 15 years ago, maybe longer. I know since then he's retired recently. I love Monticello. And then, you know, you can get those historic seeds from Monticello. Actually, if you go to the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden website, they've got a great trip coming up in April where they're going to go down to Monticello. They're going to see the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, which is in Richmond. I know that garden really well. That is a cool garden. Then they're going to this place called Brent and Becky's Bulbs. It is my number one bulb source, but I've been there in April when things are blooming. He's got like 3-4 acres of just all the bulbs that he's bred over the years. Look at that Pittsburgh Botanic Garden website. That is a cool trip. I wish I could go.
We shall be back. Lots of calls for Doug. Stay with us. Yes, let's go out to Shakora and say hi to Jim. Jim, how you doing? Welcome to KDK Radio.
Pretty good. Pretty good, Rob. Nice show this morning. The reason I'm calling in, good morning, Doug. I'm wondering, I bought some tomatoes at our local Walmart here in Butler, and when we sliced the big one up, the seeds were all sprouted. We had looked like bamboo shoots, but they were tomato shoots. And are tomatoes genetically modified now?
No, that's what's happened there is that tomato is so old that it has started to ferment on the inside and taking, there's a gelatinous coating on tomato seeds that stop them from sprouting inside. And so wherever that tomato came from, it's been around for a long time. And every once in a while I hear about this, it happens. But they should replace that produce for you. It's just old. That's what's happened there. Like when we save our tomato seeds at the end of the season, one of the things that we do is put them in water and let them sit there for a couple of days. They ferment to get that gelatinous coating off. So it's just telling you that's a very old tomato. That's all it's telling you, and you should not eat it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And one other little question I had.
All right.
I have a wood burner, so I put a lot of wood ash on my garden, and I've got it way over sweetened, I guess. What should I put on to get it back to more normal?
Okay, well, first of all, I always recommend that with wood ash, you just add it to a compost pile in just a little bit. You don't put it directly on the soil. And then go get the Pennsylvania, I'm trying to think, what am I thinking? Penn State Cooperative Extension soil test. It's only $9, and then that'll tell you exactly what the pH is, and they will give you the recommendation on what to put in there and how much to put in there, which is the most important thing to get it back to pH neutral. All right, time for Mrs. Know-It-All. That's Denise Schreiber. She is our favorite horticulturist. How are you this morning, Denise?
I'm good. I'm just wishing for more sun. I need sun.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than 9 degrees, right?
Yeah, it really is. So speaking of soil tests, you know, we're all itching to get outside and, you know, dig in the dirt. And, you know, I was like that yesterday, except it was so cold my fingers would have frozen. Well, you know, it's just like, it's spring, it's time. But what people can do is, like, especially for, like, their vegetable gardens, you could actually go out and do a soil test now. So get the one from Penn State. It is the most accurate one you're right. going to be able to get, not those kits you buy that have been right. sitting in a warehouse. And what you want to do is follow the directions for them and send it off now so you know when the soil's actually workable and the soil's warmer, what you need to do. This way you're kind of ahead of the game of everybody that's going to be sending in their questions, you know, in another month or so. You can actually go out and do that now.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it because you can get your tests sent in. There's nobody at the, there's nobody like us. There's no regular people putting their test in. The lab has plenty of time. They'll turn it right around for you. We have time for another caller?
We do. Let's go to Joe in Irwin. Hey, Joe.
Last
call of the day. Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Doing good. They're getting ready for spring like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, at the end of last season, I bought 4 Alberta spruce, dwarf spruces.
Right.
Put her on air conditioner. I didn't put them in yet because I couldn't get the old lilacs out yet. So that's my first plan for the year. But they have a small burn mark. There are about 4 of them. They each have a burn mark on the side where, like, the green is gone. And I just want to know, is there any way to get that back? And since I'm covering, like, the spot around the air conditioner, is it best to put that spot toward the air conditioner where it won't get any sunlight, or spin it around? I don't know. You won't see it if you put it by the air conditioner.
That's what I would recommend. Put it anytime you have dead wood that has to be removed. Hopefully, when you remove it, it will send out sprouts. But I would put those burnt spots towards the air conditioner because you don't know if they're going to come back.
And I didn't know whether I should completely cut them off or just trim them back a little bit. And it's dead wood, but I don't want to make it look too bare.
I know. Dead's dead. It's got to be removed. So you take it back to where if it bends, it's alive. If it breaks, it's dead.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, that cleared it up, yeah. And what I don't see won't hurt me, I guess, maybe.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. That's the way I always look at things in the garden. Always trying to look at something pretty. If when the daffodils are done and they look so awful as the greens degrade, I just look over at the tulips because they're blooming. Get your seeds ordered. Get ready to go. Go out and listen to the birds sing. It's amazing to hear the calls. These are calls you'll only hear this time of the year. It's the mating calls. And the cardinal might be the most familiar to you. Go ahead, Rob. Do the cardinal call real quick.
Hello.
That's exactly what it says. Hello. Hey, come on over to my nest.
It's me. Still waiting. Call me back.
That's the cardinal call, huh?
Call me back.
Ready, okay. Ready to wind it up?
It's me again. Call back. Go ahead.
Whether it's raining, cold, sunny, or hot, enjoy every day in the garden.
Yeah, I know you're busy. Call me back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.